Raise your hand if you like to eat fish. Raise your hand if you like to eat bread. All right, well, the story's got some bread and fish in it and about sharing, so listen up for that part of it, okay? Well, you won't believe it. It was amazing, Peter said to Jesus. Peter was one of the 12 followers or disciples that Jesus had chosen to help him tell the world about God's incredible love. There was nothing special about these guys. They weren't the smartest in their class. They probably didn't even go to class. They weren't the biggest or the strongest. They weren't star athletes or ruggedly handsome or movie stars. Nope, they were just ordinary men, some of which smelled like the fish that they caught. Well, these disciples, what made them special was being with Jesus. It's always that way. God takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. A few days before, Jesus had sent the 12 of them out into the nearby villages to heal the sick and tell the good news that the kingdom of God was near. We could hardly believe our eyes, Peter said. People who came to us who were sick and we made them well. I think sometimes the disciples forgot just who Jesus was. Of course, they could do what Jesus had sent them to do. Jesus had filled them with his power. So now a huge crowd was following them, hoping to see more miracles. Jesus climbed to the top of a hill and began to tell everyone how much God loved them. The disciples were getting kind of nervous and worried. The crowd was huge, and it was past dinner time. There wasn't a McDonald's in sight. What are we going to do, they wondered. Should we send them home so they can eat? Well, one boy had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus said to Philip, "You can feed this great crowd of people." And Philip went, "Me? How am I going to do that? I don't have any money to buy enough food for 5,000. And Jesus pointed at the boy. There is enough food. Jesus asked the boy, "Would you share your fish and bread?" The boy said, "Sure." So Jesus took the bread, looked up to heaven, and said, "Thank you, Father, for your great love and all your wonderful gifts." He broke the bread, and the disciples began handing it out to all the people. There was plenty, as much bread and fish as anyone wanted to eat, with some leftover even. When the people saw this, they were amazed. Some of them may have remembered the story of God providing manna in the desert. "Only God can do miracles like this," they said to each other. "He, Jesus, must be from God." So what do we learn? The boy could have held on to his bread and fish all for himself, but instead he gave it all to Jesus. And Jesus took how many loaves? 5, right? And how many fish? 2 fish, right? And he fed how many people? 5,000 or more, right? What wonderful, amazing things God can do when we share what he has given us. We might not think we have very much, but he can take the little we think we have and multiply it 100 times. That is how it is with God. He is so powerful and has so much to give, there is always more than enough for everyone, and more left over than we even had to start with. Will you pray with me? Fold your hands. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for your word, the Bible, which reminds us that there is always hope in Jesus, and that your power is unlimited. Amen.